我们大家一起来看约翰福音第六章。
Let us all turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
51节。
Verse 51.
约翰福音第六章51节。
John chapter 6, verse 51.
我是从天上降下来生命的粮。人若吃了这粮，就必永远活着。我所要赐给的粮，就是我的肉，为世人的生命所赐的。
I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world.
这里的第一句话，我是从天上降下来生命的粮。
The first sentence says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven.
这是主耶稣2000年前他所讲的一句话。
This is a phrase that Jesus said 2000 years ago when he came to this world.
主耶稣是从天上降下来的。
Jesus Christ has ascended from heaven.
他本来是神。
He originally was God.
他为了救人来到这个世上。
But to save mankind, he came to this world.
但是他说他是人类的我们吃的粮食。
But he also says that he is the bread.
他说我们可以吃他。
He says that we can eat of him.
因为吃了主耶稣就有生命。
For if we eat of Jesus, we shall have life.
因为粮食就是要让我们维持肉体的生命。
For bread and food is for us to sustain our life.
但是主耶稣是升天上的粮。
But Jesus Christ is the bread from heaven.
所以最重要是要给我们灵魂的永生生命。
Therefore, it will give our souls eternal life.
在整个约翰福音第六章主耶稣在述说他的神的道理的时候特别讲到这个他是天上降下来的粮。
In all of chapter 6, Jesus Christ gives the word of God and he emphasizes that he is the bread that comes from heaven.
我们从约翰福音第六章一开始就知道主耶稣用五饼二鱼使至少5000个男人以上的群众吃饱。
We know that beginning in chapter 6, Jesus was able to use 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and he was able to feed at least 5,000 males in the multitude.
那时候有上万的人在跟着主耶稣。
And there was many people that followed, above 30,000.
主耶稣看见很多人没有东西吃。
Jesus saw that many of them did not have anything to eat.
就怜悯这些人。
He had compassion on them.
当时仅有的五饼二鱼注谢就分给这些人吃。
He gave thanks to the 5 loaves and 2 fish. He broke of the bread and he distributed it to the people.
剩下了12个篮子。
There was left over 12 baskets full.
当那些人看到主耶稣行的这个神迹以后
，When those were with him saw the miracle that he had performed.
他们说这真是要来到世间的先知。
They said, this is truly the prophet who is to come into the world.
他们想起了旧约圣经里面所一直预言的那个先知，要来的先知。
They thought of the prophecy of the coming prophet in the Old Testament.
他们认为那个先知来就是要做他们的王，带领他们。
They thought the prophet's purpose was to come and save them and become their king.
现在主耶稣使他们肉体上能够得饱。
But now Jesus was able to fulfill their physical needs.
所以他们就要跟随耶稣。
So they wanted to follow Jesus.
圣经告诉我们，他要逼主耶稣做王。
The Bible tells us that they forced Jesus to become king.
因为他们只认识主耶稣能够使他们肉体吃饱。
They knew that Jesus was able to allow their physical flesh to be full.
他们觉得主耶稣可以供给他们肉体的粮食。
They thought that Jesus was able to provide them the physical sustenance.
所以就要用他做王。
Therefore, they wanted to make him king.
主耶稣退到山上去了。
But Jesus departed into the mountain.
离开这些想要用他做王的人。
He departed from those who wanted to make him king.
他那天晚上在山上祷告。
In the evening, he prayed.
第二天跟着门徒到这个海的另外一边去了。
The second day he went to the other side of the sea.
就是离开这些想要用他做王的这些人。
He wanted to depart from the multitude that wanted to make him king.
但是这些人看到主一大早看到主耶稣不见了，就追随来找主耶稣。
But the multitude, when they discovered that Jesus was not among them, they chased after him.
因为他们要用主耶稣做王。
Because they wanted to make Jesus king.
我们来看六章。25节，约翰福音六章二十五节。
Let's read John chapter 6 verse 25。
既然在海的那边找着了，就对他说：“拉比，你几时来到这里呢？”二十六节。
Verse 26。
耶稣看到他们来了，就跟他们讲：“你们来找我，要找那永生的食物，不要只为那必坏的食物来劳力。”我们看二十六节。六章二十六节
Chapter 6, verse 26.
耶稣回答说，我实在告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。二十七节
27.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。二十八节
28.
众人问他说，我们当怎样行才能做神的功呢？二十九节
29.
耶稣回答说，信神所差来的就是做神的功啊。我们看第三十节，他们又说，你行什么神迹叫我们看见呢？看见就信呢？你到底做了什么事？好，这个地方就告诉我们主耶稣要他们明白的一件事情。
Here it tells us that Jesus wanted them to understand one thing.
你们来跟随我。
You come and follow me.
但是你们的动机不对。
But your motive is not right.
你们是想要吃饼得饱。
You want to eat of the loaves and be filled.
主耶稣也用我们肉体上的恩典来吸引我们到他面前。
Jesus will sometimes use physical blessings to attract us to him.
很多人都是因为这样子来找耶稣的。
Many people will come seek for Jesus because of this reason.
但是那个是主耶稣要使人到他面前的一个工具。
But this is only a tool for Jesus to attract people to him.
那个不是目的。
It is not the main purpose.
我们今天来教会敬拜神，肉体的恩典不是目的。
Today, when we come to the church to worship God, physical blessing is not our goal.
主耶稣要给我们更好的这永远的福气。
Jesus will give us an even better, an even more eternal blessing.
主耶稣用这个五饼二鱼的神迹吸引上万的人来跟随他。
Jesus used the miracle of the five loaves and two fish to attract the multitudes to him.
最重要的就是要他们来到他的面前，能够听他所讲的道理。
He wanted them to come before him so that they can listen to the words that he would tell them.
这些道理就是能够让人到永远的生，得到永远生命的。
And these words will bring people to the eternal life.
不是这个暂时的肉体的生命。
It is not a temporarily physical life.
主耶稣要我们得到永远的生命。
Jesus wants us to obtain the eternal life.
所以主耶稣就告诉他们。
So Jesus said to them,
你们要为那存到永生的食物劳力，二十七节。
You must labor for the food that lasts to eternal life.
到底什么是存到永生的食物呢？
What kind of food will last till eternal life?
我们要先要明白，然后你才能够去努力的追求。
We must first understand what it is so we can pursue after it.
所以二十七节的下半句。
So the latter half of verse 27.
主耶稣就解释了那存到永生食物是什么。
Jesus explains what is the food which endures to everlasting life.
他说就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。
Which the Son of Man will give you because God the Father has set his seal on him.
他说那永生的食物就是人子，就是我。
The everlasting food is the Son of Man, which is myself.
这是一件很难能够明白的事情。
This is something that is hard to understand.
但是这些人犹太人呢，二十八节就问主耶稣说，我们当怎么样行才能做神的功？
But the Jews in verse 28 asked Jesus, what shall we do that we may work the works of God?
这是我们人的想法。
This is the thinking of man.
我们怎么能够得到神永生的食物呢？
What can we do so that we can obtain this food that endures till everlasting life?
人自然的反应就是说，我要怎么做才能够得到那个做神的功呢？
The natural reaction of man is to say, what can I do? What works must I do to obtain the works of God?
哎，所以我们要怎么做才能得到这个永生的食物呢？
What can we do so that we can obtain this food which endures everlasting life?
主耶稣怎么回答？29节。
What did Jesus say in verse 29?
相信神所差来的就是做神的工。
This is the work of God that you believe in him whom he sent.
哎，就是我们所讲的相信耶稣。
This is to believe in Jesus.
相信耶稣，你就会得到耶稣。
If you believe in Jesus, then you will obtain Jesus.
你得到耶稣，你就得到永生的食物。
If you obtain Jesus, then you obtain the food which endures to everlasting
life. 所以主耶稣跟众人讲话，讲到这里的时候，就提到了你要来相信我。
When Jesus talked to the multitude, he mentioned that they must believe in him.
他们听得很明白。
When they heard, they understood.
所以三十节。
So in verse 30,
那些人告诉主耶稣，那你到底做了什么，我们才会相信你呢？
They said to him, then what have you done so that we may believe in you?
主耶稣已经刚刚行了，前一天才行了用五饼二鱼的神迹啊。
The day before, Jesus had just performed the miracle of the five loaves of bread and two fish.
他们觉得这个神迹不够。
But they thought this miracle was not enough.
他们觉得你才行一天，才让我们一天吃饱啊。
They thought you only performed this miracle once. We were only filled in our stomachs
once. 你可不可以再行更大的神迹呢？让我们来信你呢？
Can you perform a much greater miracle so that we can believe in you?
我们看31节。
Let us read verse 31.
这些人就提了一个条件。
These people brought out a requirement.
31节。
Verse 31.
我们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛瑙，如经上写着说，他从天上赐下粮来给他们吃。
Our fathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat.
这是以色列人的历史的一段事实。
This is a fact in the history of the Israelites.
离主耶稣这个时候讲话的时候，差不多2000年前。
And this was
1500年。
This is about 1500 years prior to the time when Jesus said this.
神啊，借着摩西的手拯救以色列人从埃及的地出来。
Jesus used the hand of Moses to bring out the Israelites from the land of Egypt.
要带领他们到迦南的应许之地。
To bring them to the land of Canaan, the promised land.
圣经告诉我们，他们走了四十年。
The Bible tells us that they walked for 40 years.
在四十年的旷野当中行走。
They were walking in the wilderness for 40 years.
到了第二年。
Till the second year.
他们已经没有东西，大概已经没有东西吃了。
They did not have anything to eat.
所以他们就抱怨神。
So they complained to God.
我们没有东西吃，那怎么走啊？
They said, we do not have anything to eat. How can we continue walking?
神啊，你为什么就带领我们从埃及面出来，到这旷野没有地方，没有粮食的地方呢？
God, why did you bring us into the wilderness where there is no food?
还不如你让我们留在埃及死了好了。
You might as well have left us in Egypt to die.
神要在旷野磨练他们。
But God wanted to train them in the wilderness.
到底要磨练他们什么？
What did God want to train them?
最重要就是要相信神。
The most important was that they could believe in God.
相信神带领我们走的路。
Believe that God would guide the path that they would walk.
结果神真的从天上每天除了安息日以外，每天降下粮食叫做玛瑙。
According to his word, God sent down food from heaven, which was called manna.
每天养活他们。
Every day he fed them.
竟然用这样的方法养活了他们超过200万人的40年之久。
And over 2 million people he fed them in this way for 40 years.
这是记载在出埃及记16章。
This is recorded in Exodus chapter 16.
我们可以把圣经把这个约翰福音第六章夹着我们跳到这个等一下我再回来看出埃及记16章。
We can put a bookmark on John chapter 6 and turn to Exodus chapter 16.
出埃及记16章的第一节就说他们出埃及第二个月15号到了这个地到了逊的这个旷野。
And it tells us in John, in Exodus chapter 16, verse 1, that they reached to the wilderness of Sin on the 15th day of the second month after departed from the land of Egypt.
离开埃及的一个半月了，食物吃光了。
It was about 1.5 months after they left the land of Egypt, and they had eaten up all of their food.
如果是我们也会抱怨的。
If it was us, we would also complain.
但是呢，神就告诉他们。
But God said to them,
明天 我就要赐下食物给你，从天上。
Tomorrow I will give you food. I will give you food from heaven.
每天早上啊，你太阳还没有出来的时候，就赶快去捡。
Every day before the sun comes out, you must go out to gather of this food.
第六天啊，星期五捡两天的份。
And on the fifth day, you will gather twice as much.
因为隔一天就是安息日。
On the sixth day, you will gather twice as much because the next day is the Sabbath day.
神不要他的选民在安息日为了谋生而去工作。
And God did not want his people to work on the Sabbath day for daily living.
所以我们今天来聚会。
So today we come to worship.
但是前一天神就准备好礼拜六的食物了。
But the day before, God has already prepared the food necessary for the Sabbath day.
就是这样子神的一句话，结果他们从天上，每天从天上得到粮食，有四十年之久。
Because of the word of God, they were able to receive this bread from heaven every day for almost 40 years.
神就叫摩西把当中的一个玛瑙放在罐子里面。
And God told Moses to put some manna in a jar.
我们看16章34节。
Let us read chapter 16, verse 34.
神怎样吩咐摩西、亚伦，就怎么样行，把玛瑙放在法会前存留。35节。
35。
以色列人吃玛瑙共40年。直到进了有人居住之地，就是迦南的境界啊，四十年之久。
About 40 years。
而且神还把这个样本放在法柜啊，就是这个是神的约柜的前面。
And they also laid it up before the testimony, which is the ark of God。
要世世代代的人能他的子孙能够明白神怎么样在旷野里面养活他们。
There, so that for generations to come, the descendants can understand how God had fed his people.
到底这个故事是在讲教训我们什么？
What does this story teach us?
为什么神要摩西带领百姓在旷野走四十年呢？
Why did God want Moses to guide the Israelites in the wilderness for 40 years?
我们看《生命记》第八章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第一节。
Verse 1.
生命记的第八章第一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1.
到第三节。
To verse 3.
我今日这生命记是摩西在120岁所写的。
This is what Moses wrote when he was 120 years old.
因为他将要离开，神告诉他将要他要离开世界了。
Because according to what God told him, he was about to depart from the world.
所以摩西就将他所从神所得到的诫命、律例、典章一些教训，就记载在《生命记》里面。
Therefore, all of the commandments, all of the teachings that God had given to Moses, he wrote it down.
所以让以色列百姓子子孙孙要去念，要去纪念神的恩典。
So all of the multitude of the Israelites can read and to remember the blessings of God.
生命记第八章第一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1.
我今日所吩咐你的一切诫命，你们都要谨守遵行，好叫你们存活，人数增多，且进去得神向你们列祖启示应许之的那地。第二节。
Verse 2.
你也要纪念神主你的神在旷野引导你，这四十年是要苦练你，试炼你，要知道你内心心内如何肯守他的诫命不肯。第三节。
Verse 3.
他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你的列祖所不认识的玛瑙赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。神为什么要训练让百姓在旷野里面这样饥饿呢？磨练呢？痛苦呢？
Why did God allow the Israelites to hunger in the wilderness and to suffer a lot of pain?
最重要的目的是什么？
What was the most important purpose?
要神的选民遵守神的诫命。
It was so that the people of God will obey His commandments.
遵守神的诫命有什么好处？
What is so good about obeying the commandments of God?
我们就能够存活，人数增多。
So that we can live and so that we can multiply.
我们能够进去神所应许之地。
So that we can enter into the land that is promised by God.
整段以色列人在旷野走四十年最重要的教训。
the most important teaching for the Israelites while they wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
就是告诉我们今天要遵守神的诫命。
Is to teach us that today we must obey the words of God.
如果我们遵守神的诫命，我们就能够得到永生，存活。
If we keep the commandments of God, then we can receive eternal life.
我们的子孙会增加。
And then our descendants will multiply.
而且我们最后会进到天国的永生的基业。
And finally, we will receive the heavenly inheritance.
所以这个旷野的这个磨练生活非常的重要。
So the suffering in the wilderness and the training in the wilderness is very important.
如果我们在这个磨练当中成功了，我们就能够得到永生福气。
If we are successful in this training, then we can receive the everlasting blessing.
我们怎么知道我们会成功了呢？
But how do we know if we can become successful?
因为我们已经懂得从心里面遵守神的诫命。
Because we already know that we must obey the words of God from our hearts.
在我们还没有从心里面遵守神诫命之前，
Before we are able to keep God's commandments in our hearts,
神会磨练他的选民。
God will train his chosen ones.
他特别提到这个玛拿这件事情。
And Moses mentioned about manna.
因为玛拿是从天上赐下来的粮食给选民的。
Because manna was descended from heaven to give to the multitude.
它是从天上来的，不是从地上生出来的。
Manna came from heaven, it did not grow out of the ground.
那个意思就是说神赐的，不是人努力的。
This means that it came from God, it is not through man's efforts.
这句话的意思说我们活着，肉体活着是神赐给我们的恩典。
This tells us that when we live in our physical flesh, this is the blessing that comes from God.
不是人自己努力赚钱的。
It is not man who labors to make money.
因为要明白这个道理。
We must understand this truth.
这个人才能够遵守神的诫命。
Only then can this person keep the commandments of God.
因为这种人才了解说他活着是靠神的话活着的。
Because only this kind of people understand that he lives by the word of God.
因为明白神，我们活着是靠神的话。
He understands that he survives because he relies upon the word of God.
这种人才会从心里面去遵守神的诫命。
Only this kind of people will, out of the depths of their heart, obey the commandments of God.
为了要让选民信徒从心里面能够遵守神的诫命。
So in order for the chosen ones to obey the commandments of God out of their hearts,
神会一定会磨练，那苦练他的选民，他的信徒。
God will definitely train his chosen ones, his believers.
所以这段历史对我们来讲是一个很深的意义。
So this historical story gives us a deep meaning.
主耶稣在受魔鬼试探的时候，
When Jesus was tempted by Satan,
40天禁食以后肚子饿了。
After 40 days of fasting, he was hungry.
魔鬼说，你若是神的儿子，就将石头变成饼。
Satan said, if you are the son of God, then make these stones into bread.
主耶稣就用生命记第八章第三节来回答他。
Jesus answered Satan using Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3.
就人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所说的话。
Man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
这句话的结论是因为40年玛拿的苦练，磨练的结果。
This is the conclusion that came from the training of receiving manna for 40 years in the wilderness.
回到约翰福音第六章。
Let us return back to John chapter 6.
这些以色列百姓啊，明白他们神在他们以色列人旷野的历史里面的救恩。
The Israelites understood how God saved them in the wilderness.
主耶稣刚刚才用五饼二鱼使上万的人吃饱。
Jesus just had filled a multitude with five loaves and two fish.
他们要主耶稣证明你要做什么我才能够信你呢？
But they wanted Jesus to perform something else in order for them to believe him.
你如果要想让我们信我，你可不可以做当年神从天上降下的玛拿四十年之久呢？
They said, if you want us to believe you, then can you do what had happened in the past for our forefathers, that manna descends from heaven?
主耶稣最后就告诉他们了。
But Jesus said to them,
我才是那个真正的从天上赐下生命的粮食啊。
I am the true bread that comes down from heaven.
然后就讲了这一篇道理。
And he gives them the sermon.
为什么讲了这篇的道理？
Why does he give them this teaching?
因为这才是真正的福气。
Because this is the true blessing.
那个其他的那些都是暂时的。
of the other blessings are temporary.
哎，包括他们在旷野里面四十年走的那个吃的玛纳也是暂时的。
Including the manna that they ate for 40 years in the wilderness, that too is temporary.
因为那些人吃了神当年从天上给他们的玛纳，最后还是死了。
Because they ate of the manna that came from heaven, and in the end, they still perished.
我们看49节。
Let us read verse 49.
约翰福音6章49节。
John chapter 6, verse 49.
49节。
Verse 49.
你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，还是死了。
Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead.
第50节。
Verse 50.
这是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。
This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die.
58节。
Verse 58.
这就是从天上降下的粮，吃这粮的人就永远活着，不像你们的祖宗吃过玛纳还是死了。
This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever.
犹太人只在看这段玛纳的历史啊，在旷野吃玛纳的历史，只是从肉体的角度来看。
When the Israelites view how the history of the Israelites were fed in the wilderness by manna, they only saw it from a physical perspective.
如果我们今天也从肉体的角度来看。
But today, if we also view this from a physical perspective.
如果我们安息日啊，中午要吃饭了，我们植物会就说啊，一个人一餐呐，我们就算一块钱好了。
For example, if we are to partake of the fellowship meal during lunch, the council members may say, one person will pay $1 for the meal.
我们就用这来做预算了哈，一个人一块。所以今天安息日来参加的人有100个人，我们就给厨房的那个人说100块，你来做这个午餐。
So the council members in preparing for the lunch meal will say, we will say that one person will eat about $1 of food. So if there's 100 people, we will give those cooking the meal $100.
主耶稣前天呢、啊、是5000个男人吃饱。
The day before, Jesus was able to feed 5,000 males.
就等于五千块了。
Then it would be about $5,000.
如果再加上女人的小孩子，大概有15000块。
But if you add the females and all of the children, it may be $10,000.
在旷野四十年，到底多少钱？
In the wilderness for 40 years, how much money would that have been?
我算的结果大概美金的500亿啊。
It would be over $5 billion.
因为一天吃饭有200万人。
Because there was more than 200,000.
他们不是吃一天。
2 million in the wilderness.
他们不是只吃一天哦。
They were not just eating one meal.
他们吃了40年。
Or for 1 year, but they ate for 40 years.
所以这些人很可能想，哎，你今天你才主耶稣，你才使我们吃饱一天嘛。
So many of these people will think, Jesus, you only fed us for one meal.
你可不可以试试看，让我们吃饱40年？
Could you try to fill us for 40 years?
主耶稣不会行这种神迹的。
But Jesus will not perform these kind of miracles.
主耶稣行神迹的目的是在证实主耶稣是神。
Because Jesus wanted to prove that he is God.
主耶稣要人去相信他所讲的道理。
Jesus wants those who listen to him to believe in his words.
不是永远用神迹来喂饱我们。
He's not going to use miracle after miracle to fill us physically.
所以我们主耶稣要人能够长大。
Jesus wants us to grow.
我们来到神的面前，很可能是因为神的恩典、神迹奇事。
We may come before God because of His blessing, because of His miracles and signs.
主耶稣要我们长大。
But Jesus wants us to grow.
从属肉的进入属灵的。
He wants us to go from the physical blessing to what is spiritual.
所以主耶稣就告诉他们了。
So Jesus says to them.
我们来看32节。
Let us read verse 32.
34节。
Verse 34.
34节。他们说，主啊，常将这粮赐给我们。35节，耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴啊。这些人跟所有的人啊一样啊，听到这样子主耶稣这样子的应许，就说你把粮食给我们，那我们就不每天都有饭吃了。
When the multitude heard of these news, they said, Lord, give us this bread always. They thought then they would always have food to eat.
你可以从天上赐粮食给我们嘛。
You can continue to give us bread from heaven.
主耶稣说, 天上不会赐粮食给你了。
But Jesus said, there will be no bread from heaven.
因为天上的粮食已经来了。
Because the bread from heaven is here among you.
那个天上的粮就是我了。
Because the bread from heaven is I.
你到我这里来的就不饿了。
When you come to me, you shall never hunger.
你信我的就永远不渴。
If you believe in me, you shall never thirst.
主耶稣把这个属肉的这个事情啊，转变成属灵的事情。
Jesus turned from their physical perspective into the spiritual perspective.
在这里面提到，他就是生命的粮。
Here it tells us that he is the bread of life.
你什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是你要到主耶稣面前。
That means you must come before Jesus.
来追求主耶稣。
You must pursue after Jesus.
来听他的道理。
And you must listen to his words.
然后你要信他。
Then you must believe in him.
不但信你还要跟从。
Not only do you believe in him, you must follow him.
这个很不容易。
This is not very easy.
当时的人没有办法接受这个事实。
The multitude at that time were not able to accept this truth.
他们不是不明白主耶稣所讲的道理。
It is not that they did not understand what Jesus was trying to tell them.
他们是指没有办法相信主耶稣所讲的话。
They were just not able to believe what Jesus told them.
所以主耶稣告诉他们。
So Jesus said to them,
我是天上来的粮。
I am the bread from heaven.
就好像1500年前从天上降下的玛拿一样。
Just like what your forefathers had, the manna from heaven 1,500 years ago.
我们看到他们这些人听了以后有什么反应呢？
What was the reaction of the multitude when they heard this?
41节。
Verse
41. 6章41节。
Chapter 6, verse 41.
犹太人因为耶稣说我是从天上降下来的羊，就私下议论他。42节。
Verse 42.
这不是约瑟的儿子吗？耶稣吗？他们的父母我们岂不是认着他吗？他如今说我是从天上降下来的吗？这他们没有办法理解。
The Jews were not able to understand.
因为这明明是一个人呢。
Because they saw Jesus as a man.
他的爸爸妈妈我都认识啊。
And they knew his lineage, his father and his mother.
很可能当中也有人说，你从小长大，我都是看你长大的。
Some people among them may even say, I saw you as a kid, I saw how you grew up.
你不是从你妈妈的肚子里面出来的吗？
Did you not come from your mother's womb?
你现在怎么说你从天上降下来的呢？
How do you tell us that you are bread from heaven?
所以他们没有办法接受这个主耶稣所讲的这句话，他是主耶稣是天上的粮。
They were unable to accept the saying of Jesus that he is the bread which came down from heaven.
主耶稣继续解释下去。
Jesus continued to explain to them.
天上的粮要给要给。要我们要把这天上的粮要怎么做呢？
What should we do for this bread of heaven?
我们来看啊。我们来看这个第五十一节，我们再看五十一节哈。
Let us read verse 51.
我是从天上降下来生命粮，人若吃了这粮，就永远活着。我所赐的粮就是我的肉，为世人的生命所赐。五十二节。
Verse 52.
因此犹太人就彼此争论说，这个人怎能够把他的肉给我们吃呢？主耶稣再继续讲下去，不但说他是从天上的粮，还要要人来吃他的肉，喝他的血。
And not only did Jesus say that he is the bread from heaven, he continues to say that man must eat of his bread, eat of his flesh.
主耶稣继续解释下去。
Jesus continued to explain.
说你吃人子的肉和人子的血才有生命在里面。
Only when you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, you will have no life in you.
这种人有永生，末日要复活。
This person will have eternal life and he shall resurrect on the last day.
这种人主耶稣要藏在他里面。他们也要藏在主里面。
In these kind of people, Jesus will live in him, and they will live in Jesus.
我们看五十七节。
Let us read verse 57.
六章五十七节。
Chapter 6, verse 57.
他说：“永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着，照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。”这句话更难了。
This saying is even more harsh.
他说：“这个神，天父怎么样差遣我来？”
As the living Father sent me,
我是完全按照天父来做的。
I am doing according to the will of the Father.
我里面有生命。
I have life in me.
你如果吃了我，
if you eat of me,
你里面也有生命。
Then you will also have life in you.
这个更难了。
This was even harder.
第一个，这个他们要相信主耶稣是从神来的。
One, they must believe that Jesus came from God.
他们能够相信主耶稣会变饼。
They can believe that Jesus is able to make bread.
他们也相信主耶稣是从神差来的先知。
They also believe that Jesus is a prophet sent by God.
但是他们没有办法相信主耶稣就是神所差来的独生子。
But they were unable to believe that Jesus is the only true Son of God.
他们没有办法相信主耶稣为我们罪钉死在十字架。
They're not able to believe that Jesus Christ will be crucified for our sins.
他们更没有办法相信，只有跟主耶稣的生命连在一起，你才有永生啊。
They're not able to believe that only in Jesus will they have eternal life.
人只有连属在主耶稣里面。
Only when mankind is melded with Jesus,
我们才有主耶稣的生命。
Only then will we have the life of Jesus.
当然，这个在约翰福音第六章的时候，主耶稣还没有设立圣餐。
Of course, in John chapter 6, Jesus had not instituted the Holy Communion.
大概三年以后，主耶稣要被钉十字架之前，他设立了圣餐。
About 3 years later, when Jesus was to be crucified on the cross, he instituted the Holy Communion.
在逾越节那天晚上，把那个饼拿起来祝谢。
During the feast of Passover, he took up the bread and he blessed it.
他说，这是我的身体。
He said, this is my flesh.
把葡萄珠拿起来祝谢。
He took up the grape juice and he blessed it.
这是我立约的血。
And he said, this is the blood of the new covenant.
为你们罪流的。
And this is the blood which was shed for your sins.
你们要纪念我。
You must remember me.
你们要常常纪念我。
You must continually remember me.
主耶稣说：“吃我的肉，喝我的血。”
Jesus said, "Eat of my flesh and drink of my blood."
有永生。
Then you shall have eternal life.
你有主耶稣的生命。
You will have the life of Jesus.
所以我们信徒每一个圣餐一定要来参加。
That is why all the believers must come attend every holy communion.
因为这是得生命的方法。
Because this is the method to gain the life.
而且是维持我们主耶稣的生命在我们里面的一个绝对的方法。
And it is one of the methods that we can keep the life of Jesus within us.
当然这些属灵的奥秘在约翰福音第六章主耶稣还没有解释。
Of course, Jesus did not explain all of the spiritual mysteries in John chapter 6.
主耶稣也还没有设立圣餐。
For Jesus had not yet instituted Holy Communion.
主耶稣要他们明白我是从天父那里来的。
Jesus wanted them to understand that he comes from the Father.
人没有办法到神那里去。
Man cannot go to God.
因为这是两个不同的领域。
Because there are two different realms.
神是属灵的，灵界的领域。
God is spiritual. He dwells in the spiritual realm.
人是在肉体上面，肉体的领域。
But man dwells in the physical world.
可惜啊，人啊，自从有人类以来啊，人都在这个人类的这个领域里面，想要去明白，想要去研究这个属灵界的灵神。
From when there was man, man tried to use his physical knowledge to understand God in the spiritual realm.
就好像动物啊，想要明白人的世界一样。
Like animals, they try to understand the human world.
所以就没有办法找到，不管没有办法明白。
Therefore, they are not able to fully comprehend.
因为我们是本来人是神的儿子。
Originally, all mankind are the children of God.
因为始祖犯罪了以后，就被神离弃了啊，赶出去了。
But because of the sin of the forefathers, they were cast out from the presence of God.
从此我们就在这个世界流浪。
And from then on, mankind had wandered in the world.
流浪的意思就是不知道、不认识神了。
Wandering means they no longer knew God.
他不明白我们从哪里出来的。
They no longer understood from where they came.
我们人的源头是什么？
They do not understand what their origin was.
因为回不去了。
Because they could no longer return.
只有神来。
Only when God came.
所以约翰福音第一章第14节告诉我们。
That is why in John chapter 1 verse 14 it tells us.
道成的肉身。
The word became flesh.
道就是神。
And the word was God.
那个神就是造物主。
And the God was the creator of all things.
他是宇宙的主宰。
He is the creator of the universe.
他是独一的真神。
He is the only true God.
他为了救人。
In order to save mankind.
他亲自从这个灵界、属灵的境界里面进入到这个肉体的境界。
He personally came from the spiritual realm into the physical realm.
因为这个神没有开始，也没有结束。
Because this God has no beginning and no end.
因为在他来讲，永远是现在的。
Because to him, eternity is the present.
所以这个是神成为人。
So this is God becoming flesh.
看不见的神的灵的神啊，显现给人看了。
A spiritual God which cannot be seen with human eyes manifested in the flesh for humans to see.
借着圣灵使他的肉身的母亲玛利亚怀孕。
It is through the Holy Spirit that he was able to to give birth in Mary.
啊, 他不是生出来。
He was not born.
他是成人了。
He became man.
他甘心成为一个人。
He willingly became flesh.
圣经告诉我们。
And the Bible tells us.
他没有罪。
He had no sin.
但是他愿意成为一个罪人。
But he was willing to become a sinner.
来，为什么要成为一个罪人？
Why did he have to become a sinner?
主要是他把他的身体，他的宝血献给神。
So that he could give his body, his blood to God.
哎，他是献给神的羔羊的献祭。
He became the sacrificial lamb for God.
为了什么？
What for?
为了人的罪。
For the sin of mankind.
哎，所以人，神就不将对人的愤怒的这些愤怒刑罚从我们的身上拿走了。
Therefore, the wrath of God, according to his judgment, was removed from us.
哎，就是因为主耶稣来到这个世上。
And it is only because Jesus Christ came into this world.
所以主耶稣在讲，我是天上来的粮。
So when Jesus says, I am the bread of life,
第一个，我们要相信他是从神来的。
We must believe that he comes from God.
他就是神。
He is God.
他成为人子。
He became the Son of Man.
他来到这个地面做什么？
Why did he come into this world?
不是 让人家去敬拜他。
Not for us to worship him.
他反而成为我们的粮食。
But he becomes our bread.
成为我们进入永生的粮食。
He becomes the bread that allows us to enter into eternal life.
那这些人啊，听了以后啊，没有办法接受。
After the multitude heard these teachings, they were not willing to accept.
六章的六十节。
Chapter 6, verse 60.
很多人听了以后说这个太难了，你讲的这我都听不懂。
Many people heard this and they said, this is a hard saying, I do not understand it.
因为人听不懂神讲属灵的话。
Because man cannot understand the spiritual teachings of God.
圣经里面记载的很多属灵的事情。
The Bible, records many spiritual teachings.
人绝对不能够了解的。
But it is hard for man to understand.
圣经说只有圣灵能够启示让我们明白神。
The Bible tells us that only the Holy Spirit can reveal what are the meaning of God's words.
这些人没有圣灵的启示。
But the multitude did not have the revelation from the Holy Spirit.
这些人没有神的启示。
The multitude did not have the revelation from God.
因为他们没有心想要追求神。
Because they did not have the heart to pursue after God.
他们就听不懂。
So they were not able to understand.
结果因为不懂，那结果会怎么样呢？
But because they did not understand what will happen.
六章六十六节。
Chapter 6, verse 66.
从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行了。
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more.
哎，这些人本来是门徒。
Originally, these people were his disciples.
已经跟到主耶稣的跟前，在听主耶稣讲道。
They followed Jesus. They listened to his teachings.
但是他们听不懂。
But they were not able to understand.
他们没有神的启示。
Because they did not have the revelation of God.
他们就离开主耶稣了。
They decided to depart from Jesus.
前一天有上万的人跟着主耶稣。
The day before, there were thousands that followed Jesus.
但是今天剩下没有几个了。
But today, there was very few.
哎，所以你讲。主耶稣还甚至跟十二个门徒说：“你们也要走吗？”
Jesus even said to the 12 disciples, "Do you also want to go away?"
这十二个门徒不一样。
But the 12 disciples were different.
啊，因为他们已经撇下所有跟从耶稣了。
Because they had deserted all to follow Jesus.
哎，他们为什么会跟从耶稣呢？
Why did they want to follow Jesus?
为什么这些人不会跟从耶稣呢？
And why did the other multitude depart from Jesus?
有两点。
There's two points.
我们看六十八章，六十八节。
Let us read verse 68.
六章六十八节。
Chapter 6, verse 68.
西门彼得说回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟随归从谁呢？”六十九节。
Verse 69.
我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。啊，有两点。
There's two points.
能够继续跟从主耶稣的人有两点。
There's two points to those who can continue to follow Jesus.
哎，只要把握这两点。
We just have to keep to these two points.
第一个，主耶稣是神的圣者。
One, that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God.
主耶稣是神的圣者，代表是从神来的。
Jesus as the Son of the living God means that Jesus came from God.
哎，不但是这样子。
Not only this.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他要称为圣。
He will become righteous.
我们来看路加福音第一章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音的第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
三十五节
Verse 35、
这是天使对 还没有怀孕的这个玛利亚所说 的话应许的话
This is the word that the angel said to Mary
35节，一章35节。
Chapter 1 verse 35.
天使回答说，圣灵要降到你的身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你，因此你所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。啊，这小字说，啊，所要生的必称为圣，啊，要称为神的儿子，啊，啊，称为神的圣者，就是也是尊尊是为圣的。
So the Holy One of God will be holy.
哎，第二个，他是神的儿子。
Second, he is the Son of God.
啊，主耶稣曾经讲一句话。
Jesus once said.
啊，约翰福音第十章说，父与子原为一。
In chapter 4, the Father and I are one.
哎，神的圣者就是神的儿子。
The Holy One of God is the Son of God.
神的儿子就是神本身。
And the Son of God is God himself.
哎，只有这种，认识耶稣是神，独一的真神的人，才能够跟随主耶稣到底。
Only those who recognize Jesus as the one and only true God will be able to follow him to the end.
哎，我们要求圣灵带领我们。
We must pray that the Holy Spirit can guide us.
求天父指示我们。
So we must pray that the Heavenly Father can give us revelations.
好像当年彼得所认识耶稣的一样。
Just like how Peter grew to know Jesus.
他对主耶稣讲，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
He said to Jesus, you are Christ, the only son of the living God.
哎，主耶稣告诉他，这不是属血肉的指示你的。
Jesus said, this is not flesh that teaches you such things.
这是天上的父亲指示你的。
It is the Heavenly Father that instructs you.
哎，要能够明白这个主耶稣是神，啊，这件事情是与何等的恩典。
It is such a blessing to understand that Jesus is the true God.
哎，主耶稣要告诉这些人，我就是神。
Jesus wanted to tell these people, I am God.
那些人说，不可能。
But these people responded, this cannot be.
你明明是人嘛。
You are a person.
你怎么能够又把你的肉给我吃呢？
How can you give me your flesh to eat?
他们没有办法明白。
They were not able to understand.
哎，第二点。
Second point.
哎，彼得说，你有永生之道。
Peter says, you have the words of eternal life.
你有通到永生的道路。
You have the pathway to eternal life.
哎，你所讲的话可以通到永生。
The words that you tell us can reach eternity.
哎，我们看第六章六十三节。
Let us read chapter 6 verse 63.
六十三节。
Chapter 6 verse 63.
叫人活着乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
It is spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
那些人听不懂主耶稣教讲的话。
The multitude could not understand what Jesus was saying.
而且心里开始讨厌起来了。
But in their heart, they started to have disdain for him.
哎，主耶稣就下了一个结论。
Jesus gave them a conclusion.
哎，靠活，人能够活是靠灵啊。
A person who lives relies on the spirit.
这个肉体有一天会死的。
The flesh will one day pass away.
哎，什么是灵？什么是生命呢？
What is spirit and what is life?
就是主耶稣对他们所讲的话。
It is all the words that Jesus told them.
主耶稣对我们所讲的话可以得到生命，得到灵。
For the words that Jesus tells us will give us life and give us spirit.
你会得到永生之道。
You will have the words of eternal life.
哎，有两点。
There's two points.
我们要知道主耶稣就是神。
We must know that Jesus is God.
主耶稣所讲的道是永生之道。
And second, the words that Jesus speak are the words of eternal life.
如果我们一生抓住这两点，
If we are able to grab to these two points our entire lives, then we will become like Peter.
我们还跟谁呢？
Who else can we follow?
因为你是神。
Because you are God.
你所讲的道东西我们去遵守就能够达到天国啊。
All the things that you tell us if we obey, we will be able to reach heaven.
哎，主耶稣要当时那些人能够明白。
Jesus wanted the people at that time to understand.
哎，要明白以后要领受相信。
After they understand, he wanted them to accept it and to believe.
35节，我们看35节。
Let us read verse 35.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。36节。
Verse 36.
只是我对你们说过，你们已经看见我，还是不信。哎，关键在信心啊。
The main point is in their faith.
哎，主耶稣已经把他的恩典都告诉我们了。
Jesus has already has already told us his grace.
而且把那个道路也告诉我们了。
He has even told us the way.
主耶稣也在十字架成就了十字架的救恩。
Jesus Christ has fulfilled salvation on the cross.
哎，救恩这些人，神要救人这件事情，在神来讲已经完成了。
God wants to save mankind, and according to God, He has already fulfilled salvation.
但是人要能够接受，人要得到这个救恩。
But man, in order to receive the salvation,
并不要做什么事情。
What must man do?
主耶稣要我们相信啊。
Jesus wants us to believe.
你要相信主耶稣是神。
You must believe that Jesus is God.
他讲的道可以通到永生。
You must believe that the words He speaks will bring us to eternal life. 我们从心里
相信。
We must believe in our hearts.
我们就能够去跟随他。
Then we will be able to follow him.
不会离开他。
We will never depart from him.
神不会离开跟随他的人。
God will never leave those who follow him.
我们来看哦，第三十七节。
Let us read verse 37.
凡父所赐给我的人，必到我这里来。到我这里来，我总不丢弃他。哦，我们再看哈，第三十九节
Let us also read verse 39. Chapter 6, verse 39.
差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的，叫我一个也不失落，在末日却要叫他复活。四十节。
Verse 40.
因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，而且在末日我要叫他复活。主耶稣从来不会丢弃跟随他的人。
Jesus will never cast away those who follow him.
这几节圣经讲了好多次。
This is repeated many times throughout the scriptures.
什么叫做到主耶稣来的面前的人呢？
What does it mean to those who come before the presence of Jesus?
主耶稣解释了，看见耶稣而相信他的人。
Those who see Jesus and believe in Jesus.
能够跟随他的人。
And those who follow in him.
主耶稣不会抛弃我们。
Jesus will never cast these people away.
主耶稣的救恩只有一种人得不到。
There's only one type of people who cannot receive the salvation of Jesus.
就是不明白主耶稣救恩的人。
It is those who do not understand the salvation of Jesus.
不愿意跟随主耶稣救恩的人。
Those who are not willing to follow after the salvation of Jesus.
虽然已经看见了主耶稣。
Even though they have seen Jesus.
但是他不愿意跟随的人。
But they were not willing to follow him.
是他自己离开主耶稣。
They personally chose to depart from Jesus.
不是主耶稣离弃他。
Jesus never cast them away.
这是圣经的道理。
This is the teaching
of the Bible. 这就是为什么主耶稣从天上来。
This is why Jesus came from heaven.
他没有叫我们从地上到天上。
He never asked us to go into heaven from earth.
他张开双手来迎接我们。
He opened his arms to accept us.
但是我们要跑进前。
But we must run into those arms.
求主耶稣带领我们。
We pray to God to guide us.
能够明白这样的恩典。
So that we can understand the great blessing.
主耶稣是天上赐下的粮食。
That Jesus Christ is the bread that comes from heaven.
要我们能够得到永生。
He wants us to receive eternal life.
求神的灵亲自带领我们，启示我们。
May the Spirit of God guide us personally and give us revelation.
对这样的恩典，我们不要不管它。
Let us not look lightly upon such a blessing.
我们要随那些门徒。
We must learn from the disciples.
彼得。
From Peter,
你有永生之道，我们还跟随呢。
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
还有什么东西可以跟这个永生来比呢？
What else can compare with eternal life?
我又知道你是神的圣者，你就是神啊。
We know that you are the Holy One of God. You are God.
那我还跟随呢？
Then who else can I follow?
不必了。
There's no one
其他事情都不必考虑了。
All other things are not worthy of our consideration.
我只要专心的来求靠神。
We only want to wholeheartedly follow after God.
按照神的永生之道去走。
We want to walk according to the words of eternal life.
一定会到神所应许的这天国。
Then we will be able to enter into the promised heaven.
主耶稣说，到他面前的，主耶稣总不抛弃。
Jesus said, those who come before him belong to him, he will never cast away.
这给我们很大的肯定。
This gives us a great promise.
不是我。
This is not myself.
是主耶稣保守我。
It is Jesus who protects me.
48, 我们唱诗48首。
Let us sing hymn 48.